Greetings and welcome to the Why Struggle podcast. I'm your host, Barbara J. Faison, and my intention with this podcast is to offer ideas, insights, and inspirations so you can live life better. Greetings and welcome to 2024, Week 11, Patience and Acceptance. This is an episode about patience and acceptance. Do you know the expression patience is a virtue? I never got that virtue. I must have been missing on the day they were giving out that to people. I remember my father teasing me growing up, calling me his pet nickname for me, Doll. Doll, you just gotta be patient, he would tell me. Yeah, me, not so much. Well, what I've learned in all these decades of life is whatever I need to stay in practice with is what I will have the opportunity to practice even more. Teaching keeps me accountable. There's nothing like a fever blister on my lip to remind me of my relationship to patience, acceptance, and wisdom. I've gotten fever blisters my whole life. I woke up a few days ago with a big, juicy fever blister on the right side of my lip, the usual spot where I have a fever blister show up. One thing a fever blister has taught me is acceptance and divine timing. The fever blister goes through the stages it goes through before it goes away. I have to look at it for however many days as I use a topical ointment on it. So what do I do? Wait and accept. I heard years ago, asking for patience is asking for more opportunities to be patient. So I ask for wisdom. I connect with the wisdom I feel in the moment. And I accept where I am, knowing that I will not be there forever. I've learned over the years that if I have a fever blister, it is likely because I've not been expressing myself in important areas of my life and or not eating well. It could be something as simple as not saying something to a friend, holding back on expressing something to my husband, or fill in the blank. The excerpt from my book, ebook, audiobook, Why Struggle Life is Too Short to Wear Tight Shoes, is acceptance. Acceptance. Grant me the serenity to change the things I can, the courage to accept the things I cannot change, and the wisdom to know the difference. These words by Reinhold Niebuhr can change your life if you choose to live them. Acceptance isn't resignation. Acceptance is receiving what has been presented. When my grandfather and father died within 2 weeks of each other, I had to accept that as a fact. Denying the obvious would not change what happened. I felt all the emotions that would be expected in that situation. Allow yourself to accept things so you can move forward with your life. Remember, you don't want to walk around with a hot coal in your hand, so learn the art of accepting each moment and moving forward. We will never understand everything that happens. When something happens, accept the event as a fact. Let the next moment come into play and be present to that moment. Practice. When someone does something that you don't agree with, repeat the affirmation, I cannot change the way that person is. I accept the beauty they have to offer. Try this for 1 day, 1 week, and 1 month. Then make it a life practice. Affirmation. I am open and accepting of all people. End of excerpt. Being impatient shows up for me in many areas, including moving too fast and not appreciating the moment. Yes, I am a meditation teacher, and that is still something I continue to work on. It's practice and a practice. Teaching keeps me in my practice of having the wisdom to know when I may not be patient. I laugh when I think of one of the expressions my mother used to say, "Baby, I can live in hell if I know when I'm getting out." It makes me smile and allows me to accept where I am for the moment. What allows you to accept what is right now? Let me know your thoughts. You can leave a comment wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can also email me at barbarafaisonllc@gmail.com. And if social media is better for you, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram are best. Remember, there is 10% off all products, including live meditations, which we're doing tonight. You can use the code MONEY, it's not case sensitive, as a coupon code. We're meeting tonight from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern for our Breathe with Barbara live sessions, which is meditation practice. The card I pulled for us today from my Relax, Listen, and Trust Your Inner Guidance card deck in this moment is the number one, relax. I know it's okay not to have answers right now. Giving myself permission to not have answers all the time has been helpful and a great way to be kind to myself. Considering breath work or meditation as a tool for living life better? Here are a few resources that can support you. On the second and third Wednesday of each month from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, I host my Breathe with Barbara live session that includes gentle movement, breath work, meditation, and silence. These gatherings are intimate, about 6 to 8 people, and only $15 a session. You can find the link to register at barbarafaisonllc.com/store. If you prefer to have a teacher for instruction, I offer one-on-one sessions as well as group sessions with a minimum of 3 people. Send me an email or message through the contact form on my website if you're interested. If you prefer using apps, I encourage you to check out the Insight Timer app. It is the number one app for free meditations for sleep, anxiety, and stress, and I have over 50 meditations, book excerpts, and my courses for premium members, and more on the app. The link is insighttimer.com. My meditations are posted free on other apps, including Aura, Meditation Station, Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, Apple Music, Amazon, and more. Just search for Barbara J. Faison as the artist and you'll find me. I'd love for you to follow me, put me on your monthly playlist, and choose the notification bell to learn when I have posted new meditations. You can also find upcoming events and where you can meditate with me. All of the links are on linktr.ee/Barbara Faison. I hope you will check out my YouTube channel, Barbara Faison, where I share ideas, insights, and reminders to be in the present moment called breath breaks and more. If you'd like to take a breath break, you can find over 50 on the Breath Break playlist. Be sure to subscribe, follow, share, and leave a comment if you joined. Feel free to share your thoughts, ask a question, or just say hello to me via email at barbarafaisonllc@gmail.com. Thank you for your support in being on this journey with me. Until next time, keep breathing and do something new. Be well and be kind to you. Keep breathing.